The second factor of awakening is investigation. And for that, I'm suggesting the word what. Very simple question. What? What is this? We're here and present for our experience. And at some point, with what is here, we can say or have the attitude, what? What is this? But generally, for the purposes of Vipassana practice, we're actually not looking for an answer. The what is more of an attitude of being open, receptive, to feel more fully what's here, to experience it more fully. And certainly there's an idea in Vipassana practice to look at experience more closely, to have insight. But the core insight is not really to so much to understand something that's intellectually figured out about it. But to have insight, to have us in our sights, in our view, in our attention, the experience of what we're with, deeper experience of it, so that the nature of the experience shows itself to us. Nothing for us to figure out. And so the attitude, the word what, is not a call to understand, but a call to step forward, in a sense, metaphorically, open up towards whatever the experience is, so we can feel and sense whatever it is more fully. So that whatever experience we're with, we're allowing it to show itself to us more. And it's common on retreat to begin with a simple focus on breathing as a calming and stabilizing force practice. And on the second day, to give more attention to our body. Body is always here and now, even if the mind is not. And so to have the attention in the body is a way to begin cultivating present moment awareness. It's a way of beginning to shift our investment, shift investing ourselves in our thoughts and stories and past and future, and rather invest our precious attention in what's immediate and here, that which is part of our lived experience. And it's probably nothing to do with the etymology of the word, but to investigate, the gate of investing. Here is where we invest. What? Step through that gate of experiencing, being, here. So if you sit here now and offer to your body the generosity of attention with a what? What is here in this body? What shows itself in your body now? What's the lived experience of the body? And with a what, can it be permissive? Can it be generous and open? Perhaps not so reactive to what is here in the body, but an openness to the experience of body. Sensations, vibration, energy. And if your body was to experience itself, independent of your preferences and stories and judgments, ideas, the body experiences itself, body in the body. All the nerve endings throughout the body, how are they firing? What are they picking up? What signals are they receiving? And if the what is more about sensing and being aware before thought, before stories, before predictions of what's going to happen, just the experience of body. And if there is a predominant sensation in your body, experience in your body, to metaphorically step towards it. To have a what? What is this? What? But not looking for an answer to the question, but rather the process of discovery that comes from feeling and sensing the experience. The what that makes room, lots of space for what's there to reveal itself. Being here and aware of what's in your body as present moment experience. And in the feeling and sensing of it, to be receptive to see how it changes, how it varies, how the sensations, experiences of the body shift and move and oscillate and vary in intensity, and how awareness of it shifts and changes as well. Sometimes we're connected for a few moments and then not so connected. And then we reconnect and say what or hear, like the kick of the scooter. And in the wake of here or what, being open to feel and sense what's there. Forever along the momentum is of here and what. And then doing it again. And if the mind and thinking mind is involved, it can be very, very simple with thoughts of recognition. Pressure, warmth, and movement, ache, pulling, vibration, hardness, softness. Gentle, soft, rudimentary forms of thinking that allows a thinking mind to have something to do besides drifting off in thought, but keeps you here. Keeps you in the realm of sensing and feeling. Like a little finger that's pointing, see there. Warmth, feel the warmth. Movement in the belly or the chest, feel the movement. And if there's a lot of thinking, it's okay. Sometimes we can't stop the thinking, but we can stop investing in it. We can sometimes relax the feeling that it's important and necessary. It might be possible to relax the thinking muscle, to soften some part of the body that's associated with thinking, perhaps the area of the brain. And if you find yourself drifting off lost in thought, respond to that very simply, without being alarmed or concerned, upset, without jerking the mind back to some place. But maybe just say to yourself, here, wake up to this. This is what's happening. Ah, here. A person who's thinking. Here and now. Here. And then here. What's here in the body? What is this in the body? And then here with the breathing. What is the experience of breathing? And And then if the mind wanders off again, no problem. Start again here. Here in this body. Here with this breathing. And if there's reactivity to any of this, here with reactivity. What is the experience, the sensations of reactivity? How is it in the body to be reactive? How is it with the breathing? How is it to breathe mindfully in the middle of all reactivity? And finally, what way of being here? What way of being open allows the awareness to be wider, bigger, more inclusive than any sense that there's a problem? It's just more to be included in the here and the what. or whatever might be happening for you now. Offer a what that opens the awareness to sense and feel, touch, receive. With the parts of awareness that are mostly silent. Perhaps even parts of awareness which are peaceful. And then to allow yourself to be more fully aware. More complete aware. Peacefully, with no conflict for what's here. bringing a what to our experience can sometimes include what aspect of awareness is not in conflict with the experience. What quality of awareness, what way of being aware, is not troubled by our present moment experience? It's just something else that's here, something else to acknowledge, to experience as present moment experience. One of the topics for the talk this afternoon will be investigation. For now, I'd like to say a few more things. It's a very rich practice or topic, investigation, with different aspects, different ways of doing it at different times. But investigation is classically supported by the mind's ability to make some distinctions. Sometimes having certain concepts or even words that helps make distinctions, distinguish one thing from another, can be can be helpful. So I'd like to offer you the distinctions, three distinctions around what happens to our connection to our involvement or with our experience. It's possible for ourselves to land in our experience, to really be connected to experience. And the word land or connect is almost like it's a physical word. So the idea that in our direct experience, to be in touch with it, so sense it, feel it, really kind of be in the present moment in the experience, some more direct way. That's one distinction. The other is to be in orbit around the experience. So we're not really, haven't landed, we're not connected, but we're involved, but from a distance in the orbit going around. And the third distinction is we're out in space. We're not orbiting our experience. The orbit experience is to be present for it, but spend a lot of time thinking about it. So I might be sitting here, and first I'm connected with my breathing. I'm present, I feel it, I'm with it. And then I notice that I'm thinking, having a whole discussion with myself about my breathing. So I'm still with the breathing, but I'm saying, well, you know, that wasn't quite the right breath. And I wonder, you know, that was a little bit too tight or too shallow, or, you know, or that was a really good breath. Wow, I can't wait to tell the teacher, because I'll feel that. It's just so smooth and nice. And so, you know, and so you're with the breath. It's like the present moment experience, but you're having a conversation about it, discussing it to yourself, reacting to it, judging it, commentary about it. And sometimes, because the commentary is about the direct experience, we can be tricked into believing that we're present. But you are kind of present, but you're in the orbit, or, you know, you might be orbiting around it rather than landing in it. And then I'm sitting here thinking about my breathing, and that's too tight, that's so sweet. And then it reminds me of the breathing I had in my last retreat, where they had really good recipes for the food. And I wonder if I could write to that retreat center and ask them for the recipes. And I wonder where I can go shopping for those ingredients. So we're in orbit. We're like out of orbit. We're in space now. Like, we're not connected to you're kind of somehow left orbit. We're no longer even, you know, connected to the experience. We've jumped by association into, into space. And, I guess, space can be a nice place to be. So it can be kind of captivating for sometimes, but, you know, it turns out that generally space doesn't go anywhere. So it's not a value judgment exactly to make these distinctions, but it might help to just recognize, oh, look at that, I'm in space. And then you can come back to be in orbit. And you say, oh, I'm in orbit around the experience, but haven't really landed on it. I'm not really there. And so maybe there's a way of connecting, feeling. And perhaps the question, what, is a question that can help make that connection. What is this? And then metaphorically step towards it and open to it and let it fill you. Whatever you're attending, let it fill awareness. So if you're with your breathing, then you have full awareness. So let the experience of breathing fill awareness. Almost as though there's no space to be in space. No room to be in space. And then this distinction that I made at the end of the sitting. A lot of these things are distinctions, right? So that part of awareness, that aspect of awareness, quality awareness, way of being aware, what is it? How is it to be aware that it's not in conflict with anything, that doesn't make anything a problem? There might be other parts or corners of the mind that has a conflict, that has a problem with what's going on, and not necessarily wrong, but where do you want to invest your attention? Where do you want to spend your time on retreat? What's supportive for you? And the suggestion is that it's actually more supportive to open wider and be present for whatever's going on, whatever, but from a place of an awareness that is not in conflict. An awareness that is not, doesn't have a problem to what's there. And that's a bit of a koan, that's a bit of a, you know, exploration, a discovery. What is it? How is it? What do you know? What can you learn? What can you explore in the nature of attention, awareness, mindfulness, to find a place where there's no conflict? And then let that be the opening to the present moment and the way to really be, to land here. And if these things I'm saying today, or you don't find them helpful or you don't connect to them, you're welcome to not bother with them. Don't have a problem with them.